Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa told the Fox News radio network in Cairo that Arabs are growing impatient with Obama administration diplomacy and that the most important alternative is to get back to the United Nations for Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. David Makovsky is director of the Washington Institute's Project on the Middle East Peace Process. We asked him his reaction to the proposed changing of the Mideast diplomacy venue to the UN.
What we've seen in the last decade is that there have been efforts of unilateralist moves, and neither of them have been considered a success, whether it's an Israeli unilateral pullback from Lebanon or Gaza. There have been a lot of problems, and I think there was kind of a consensus in the aftermath of that, that for the future, things need to be negotiated between the parties. You know, in the Middle East, two can be unilateral. If the Palestinians move unilaterally on a Palestinian statehood, the Israelis can unilaterally annex settlement blocks adjacent to their urban areas. And I think both moves will be destabilizing. I don't see the United States or the Obama administration get behind such an effort towards unilateralism. Rather, I think, you know, there's going to be an Israeli effort to try to sit with the Palestinians. But the goal is what the U.S. wants. And I think for the United States, we want to see an extension of the settlement moratorium if possible. And we want to get the parties back to the table.
Well, what is needed to jumpstart the Mideast peace process?
It's a very fair question. I think that there have been a variety of efforts that have been underway. There's been some quiet diplomacy with the U.S. and Israel for extending the moratorium. But I think that basically, if this doesn't work, then there will be some rethinking probably on the next steps. And it's unclear to me that that rethinking, will that lead to the parties to come to the table in the absence of a moratorium? Will that mean U.S. terms of reference for the future of the talks? We're a little bit in a limbo period right now with the midterm elections. And there needs to be more thought in the administration after the midterms on how to proceed, whether it is to renew the diplomacy for an extended moratorium on settlements, whether it is new terms of reference for the talks. There needs to be some hard thinking here, and that is yet to be seen. So things are kind of in limbo right now, and then we got to figure it out. If my personal view is the best hope would be to a reconfiguration of the Israeli government. So Kadima, which is 28 seats in the 120-member Knesset, joins Netanyahu's coalition and makes him less dependent on some of these more right-wing parties that have not been supportive of extending the moratorium. A broader coalition would really give Netanyahu the political backing he needs to move forward with the peace talks.
The State Department has denied that Senator Mitchell is going to step aside as the Middle East envoy. Do you think he should be replaced?
No, I think he's someone who brings a wealth of knowledge as a peace mediator. He did so in Northern Ireland. He's someone who, you know, was a leader of the Democratic Party. He was a judge in Maine. He's a man with a wealth of knowledge. And it seems to me that he could keep working with the parties. And I think probably Senator Clinton will be also heavily involved, as she has been the last few months, to press forward as well. And they'll probably make a good team.
David Makovsky with the Washington Institute's Project on the Middle East Peace Process and an adjunct lecturer in Mideast Studies at Johns Hopkins University. The Obama administration says it opposes shifting the venue of Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking to the United Nations. U.S. officials say only direct dialogue and agreement between the parties can produce a two-state settlement of the conflict. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.